Bringing it down. Here we go. It's another huge news day. It's Friday. Baby, it's Friday. We're going to hear the dumbest thing I've heard all week. We're going to talk about that. I need your help with it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Time for the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, October 4th, 2019. And here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, for those over 65, you think you'd know better. Come on. But apparently not. Sexually transmitted disease soaring among seniors. Yikes. In the UK, the numbers are growing every year. Similar news has been found right here at home in places like the Villages. I'll tell you about that in the president's visit. Number two, speaking of health concerns, Bernie Sanders still hospitalized after getting a pair of stents put into his heart on Wednesday. And the health scare may put an end to his seeking of the White House. I mean, he's 78 years old. All right, just saying. All right, and number one, the president came out all guns blazing as he's clearly ready to go on offense in the ongoing impeachment. That really is an impeachment inquiry, by the way. And while waiting to fly to Florida, to the Villages, as I just mentioned, to sign health care legislation, which makes sense there, he said China should join the investigation in Joe Biden and his son, and the Democrats go wild. Welcome to it. It's Friday here in 2019. Yeah, it's kind of a lot of fun. I'm not going to kid you. But first, before we get to all of that, I've got a story I've got to bring to you. It's semi-breaking news, but it's very telling and very important. And you have to understand the lay of the land, which is why I bring it to you, all right? Here it is. Here's the headline. IRS whistleblower said to report Treasury political appointee might have tried to interfere in audit of Trump or Pence. This is extremely important. Here's why. An Internal Revenue Service official has filed a whistleblower complaint reporting that he was told by at least one Treasury Department official that somebody attempted to improperly interfere with the tax returns of the president or the vice president. This is why whistleblower complaints must come from direct knowledge. Not hearsay, not gossip, not what you heard at the lunch table, not what you saw scrawled on the bathroom wall, New York. You know, this is why we have to have firsthand knowledge. Firsthand knowledge. But this is where we are. The Trump administration officials dismissed the whistleblower's complaint as flimsy because, quote, it's based on conversations with other government officials. Democrats alarmed by the complaint, however. You see, the tax returns of the president and vice president are supposed to be walled off. Can't get access to them, right? Out of the way of politics and prying eyes. That's the way it's supposed to work. But in this case, apparently, we're being told maybe there's rumor, there's gossip that it didn't. The focus of the whistleblower complaint, whose existence was revealed in a court filing several months ago, oh, and by the way, who gave an interview to the Washington Post, had little interest months ago in July when it was filed. That's not really months ago. I guess it sort of is now. Filed in July, said he heard rumor of inappropriate efforts to influence audit programs that brings serious and urgent concerns. This is the problem. Now it's going to be a flurry of, oh my gosh, do you know what I heard today? I need to file a whistleblower complaint right now against the president because I heard he's crazy and mean. I heard the president, I heard what the president said about, and it's a bunch of gossip and garbage. This is why it's clear cut. The changing the whistleblower statute to allow for hearsay is an absolutely ridiculous, reckless, and may I be so blunt as to say, stupid move. Thank you. I got that off my chest. Greatly appreciate you enduring that because I needed to get that off my chest. Hey, let's try this right now. Let's try this. Our first contestant for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. We've got a few today, but I will take your input as well. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. Stevegruber.com. Steve, the dumbest thing I heard this week is, and fill in the blank, okay? The dumbest thing I heard this week is, and when I say heard, it can be something you read on social media. It can be a Twitter, a tweet, or a twat, or whatever you call that, whatever, Twitter feed. Facebook will be fine. Or if you heard something directly, you want to share that with me. Again, go to stevegruber.com, put it out there, and send it to me. Here's our first contestant on this Friday, the 4th of October. because it's sad to me when Nancy Pelosi is so far gone that she just regurgitates the false stories of Adam Schiff without even vetting them. Doesn't care. Just regurgitates. It's bite number one with Nancy Pelosi. Bite one, the dumbest thing I've heard all week. Go.
I know you support Chairman Schiff, but was it right for him to have that dramatic interpretation of the president's transfer of the phone call at the hearing last week?
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
He didn't make it up? Ha! Of course he made it up! Oh, boy. You know, it's amazing that nobody's actually in charge of the Democrat caucus in the House of Representatives in 2019. Nobody's in charge. Nancy thinks she's in charge, but she regurgitates flat-out falsehoods put forth by Adam Schiff. The squad, they think they're in charge. And by golly, by the way they act sometimes, they just might be. So we'll keep an eye on that. Okay, so here's a little tidbit for you. Before I get to my next bit, CNN's Jake Tapper, you know, part of the Chicken Noodle News crew, the whistleblower in the Ukraine whistleblowing deal, the deal where Donald Trump talked to a foreign country and said, hey, can you investigate this? Which, by the way, newsflash, the United States has FBI officials stationed all over the world to do what? To investigate corruption and money laundering and illegal activity and moving drugs and human trafficking, all of these things. Enrichment of getting millions of dollars that you're not entitled to. All of these things are investigated by the FBI. Happens every day. So for the president to suggest that the Ukraine investigation, and by the way, yesterday he said Ukraine and China, and he said it out in front, China should open an investigation of the Bidens. Of course, the Democrats, like I say, go wild. But on the lead with Jake Tapper, he is reporting that the so-called whistleblower, and I say that very loosely because the so-called gossip queen is apparently a registered Democrat. Hold your surprise. I know you're shocked. Hold it back now. Yeah, that whistleblower is a registered Democrat. Shocking, I realize, and I know that you can barely choke down your coffee now. But it's true. You heard it here second. Because you heard it from Jake Tapper first, and if he's wrong, like CNN often is, then it's his fault. It's not on me. I'm reporting what he had to say. Attaboy, Jake, but I'm not shocked by that at all. Now, when we come back, the president is on offense, full-throated offense. And then a bit of a surprise because somebody comes to his defense that I didn't expect. That I did not expect, but they came along and gave a full-throated defense as well. That should get your attention. It really should. It's Friday. The dumbest thing you've heard all week, go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. What is the dumbest thing you've heard all week? And yes, it can be me. All right? We'll be right back.
More than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? I'm inside one of the server rooms in Johnston, Iowa, Pioneer's largest R&D center. They keep it cold in here to cool off all the computers. There are racks and racks of servers, lots of blinking lights, and that low hum is coming from the 125 billion data points that Pioneer corn and soybean scientists crunch every year. That enormous computing power, that helps Pioneer narrow down the hundreds of thousands genetic lines to the less than 0.01% of seeds that eventually make it into a Pioneer bag. The server room, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.